Ing Israel, ono ak berita.
In Israel, there are many news reports.
Wong-wong ngobrol babagan tumindak militer.
People talk about the military actions.
Pemerintah ngirim prajurit.
The government is sending soldiers.
Dheweke ono ing Yaman saiki.
They are in Yemen now.
Perang iku banget intens.
The fighting is very intense.
Akeh kulawarga kuatir.
Many families are worried.
Dheweke pengin katentreman lan keamanan.
They want peace and safety.
Wong-wong ngarepake masa depan sing apik.
The people hope for a good future.
Ono akeh cara kanggo lelungan.
There are many ways to travel.
Wong-wong gunakake mobil kanggo transportasi pribadi.
People use cars for personal transport.
Sepeda iku apik kanggo lingkungan.
Bicycles are good for the environment.
Kereh bisa nggawa akeh penumpang kanthi cepet.
Trains can carry many passengers quickly.
Bis bisane uga pilihan populer.
Buses are also a popular choice.
Sawetara kutha duwe sistem transportasi umum sing apik.
Some cities have good public transport systems.
Ing Ahnagoro, uwong lelungan nganggo pesawat.
In many countries, people travel by plane.
Pesawat bisa dadi banget cepet.
Planes can be very fast.
Helikopter bisa mabur ing kutha.
Helicopters can fly over cities.
Sawijining wong seneng numpak prau.
Some people like to ride boats.
Kapal feri uga cara sing apik kanggo nyebrang banyu.
Ferries are also a nice way to cross water.
Saben cara transportasi duweni kauntungan dhewe.
Each mode of transportation has its own benefits.
Milih mode sing tepat iku penting.
Choosing the right mode is important.
Metode transport sing beda-beda bisa digunakake kanggo kebutuhan sing beda.
Different transport methods work for different needs.
Transportasi nyambungake wong lan panggonan.
Transportation connects people and places.
Jadi Thirlwall yaiku penyanyi berbakat saka Inggris.
Jade Thirlwall is a talented singer from the UK.
Dheweke wis dadi bagan saka industri musik sajrone pirang-pirang taun.
She has been part of the music industry for years.
Baru iki, dheweke ngabagi pikiran babagan Simon Cowell.
Recently, she shared her thoughts about Simon Cowell.
Jadi ngendikake yen dhek ngurmati den ak.
Jade said that she respects him a lot.
Dheweke percaya yen dhek duweni gagasan apik.
She believes he has good ideas.
Dheweke asring duwe diskusi babagan tren musik anyar.
They often have discussions about new music trends.
Jadi ngapresiasi karya keras Simon.
Jade appreciates Simon's hard work.
Dheweke duwe hubungan kerja sing hebat.
They have a great working relationship.
Dheweke asring memuji gagasane nalika wawancara.
She often praises his ideas during interviews.
Persahabatan kuat lan dukungan.
Their friendship is strong and supportive.
Sambungan iki mbiyantu dheweke tuwuh minangka seniman.
This connection helps her grow as an artist.
Pandangan jadi ndadekake inspirasi kanggo akwong.
Jade's insights inspire many people.
Dheweke ngarepake kanggo nuduhake luwih saka lelampahan dheweke ing mangsa ngarep.
She hopes to share more of her journey in the future.
Sepak bola iku sawijining dolanan sing dikagumi dening jutaan ing saindenging jagat.
Football is a game loved by millions around the world.
Akeh pemain penting bentuk strategi tim-tim.
Many important players shape the strategies of their teams.
Pemain kaya Lionel Messi lan Cristiano Ronaldo duwe pengaruh gede.
Players like Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo have tremendous influence.
Dheweke ora mung ngetokak gol nanging uga nggawe kasempatan kanggo wong liya.
They not only score goals but also create opportunities for others.
Keterampilan iki penting kanggo menangak pertandingan kanthi konsisten.
This skill set is crucial for winning matches consistently.
Tim butuh kanggo nyetel rencana dolanan miturut saben lawan.
Teams need to adapt their game plans according to each opponent.
Goleki kekuatan lan kelemahan pemain iku penting.
Understanding the strengths and weaknesses of players is essential.
Ing pungkasan, pemain gede bisa ngganti asil saka sawijining pertandingan.
In conclusion, great players can change the outcome of a match.
Ing jagat endi critane crito ngiket budaya bebarengan, drama anyan Jepang anyar metu karo akeh antisipasi.
In a world where stories bind cultures together, the new Japanese drama has emerged with much anticipation.
Nampilake unsur blok kanan aktor sing misuwur, iku nggabungake tradisi karo inovasi kanthi gaya sing paling narik kawigaten.
Featuring a cast of popular actors, it combines tradition with innovation in a most captivating manner.
Nalika trailer teasers nyemprotake media sosial, penggemar kanthi semangat nirangsa babagan puteran plot lan pengembangan karakter.
As trailer teasers flood social media, fans eagerly speculate about plot twists and character developments.
Ing tengah-tengah semangat, kritikus memuji storytelling rumit lan jero karakter arcs.
Amidst the fervor, critics laud the intricate storytelling and the depth of character arcs.
Fusi unsur-unsur budaya nglangkungi narasi lan ngukir karo pirsawan sing maneka warna.
The fusion of cultural elements enriches the narrative and resonates with diverse audiences.
Nalika para panonton nyetel, diskusi babagan acara mau tambah akeh, ngreflekake interpretasi sing beda-beda.
As viewers tune in, discussions about the show burgeon, reflecting varying interpretations.
Semangat iki nandhakaken mangsa kang janji kebak narasi sing ora ketang dening lan jero emosi.
Such enthusiasm heralds a promising season filled with unforeseen narratives and emotional depth.
Pungkasan, antisipasi sing ngubengi drama iki ngemasake esensi cerita kontemporer.
Ultimately, the anticipation surrounding this drama encapsulates the essence of contemporary storytelling.
Konsep kesehatan ngluwihi adoh sangisor du fisik.
The concept of health extends far beyond mere physical well-being.
Iki ngemot dimensi mental, emosional, lan sosial ing urip sing asring dianggep remeh.
It encompasses mental, emotional, and social dimensions of life that are often overlooked.
Sistem kesehatan ngadepi ak tantangan ing nyediakake perawatan komprehensif.
Healthcare systems face numerous challenges in providing comprehensive care.
Akses sing winates kanggo sumber daya kesehatan asring ngambah ketidakadilan ing hasil kesehatan.
Limited access to healthcare resources often exacerbates inequalities in health outcomes.
Urip sehat ditandani kanthi nutrisi seimbang lan aktivitas fisik reguler penting banget.
A healthy lifestyle, characterized by balanced nutrition and regular physical activity, is vital.
Kebiasaan diet kanthi jero mengaruhi kesehatan mental lan kualitas urip sakab.
Dietary habits profoundly affect mental health and overall quality of life.
Salajengipun, faktor lingkungan sapertos polusi lan perubahan iklim nyebabake ancaman signifikan.
Furthermore, environmental factors such as pollution and climate change pose significant threats.
Mula sakae, pendekatan proaktif kanggo pendidikan kesehatan umum iku wigati.
Thus, a proactive approach to public health education is crucial.
Inisiatif komunitas bisa ningkatake kesadaran lan ngembangake lingkungan sing luwih sehat.
Community initiatives can promote awareness and foster healthier environments.
Nang akhir, navigasi kompleksitas kesehatan lan kesejahteraan butuh usaha kolektif.
In conclusion, navigating the complexities of health and well-being requires collective effort.